Welcome back to the Sunny Side on your radio. Good afternoon. 11 minutes gone past 2 o'clock. I am Gabriella. I'm hoping you're having a splendid Tuesday afternoon, wherever you might be at work, in transit, in your place of business, whatever you might be doing at this time. It's a lovely Tuesday afternoon. I'm glad to be sharing this afternoon with you, as I do every weekday on your radio, on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon and welcome back to the show. We've come to the final conversation on the show for today, and we're going to be talking about materialism. I hope I'm not going to step on the toes of my lovely ladies with this conversation, but let's talk about materialism on this hour. Many times when people talk about being materialistic, it's usually ascribed to ladies most of the time. Say, oh, don't marry a materialistic woman. Oh, she won't be able to raise your kids well, or she won't manage your resources well. Or, oh, that lady's so materialistic. That girl is so materialistic. Many times it's ascribed to women. But men also can be materialistic. But let's lay a foundation, like I always like to do. Let's look at the meaning of materialism. What is materialism? What does it mean to be materialistic? According to Oxford Dictionary, materialism is a tendency to consider material possessions and physical comfort as more important than spiritual values. That's a very simple definition to materialism. The conversation today is looking at how materialism impacts on luxury, you know, and I would like to look at the meaning of luxury later, but let's work with this definition. Considering material possessions and physical comfort as more important than spiritual values. These are murky waters, because when it comes to the issue of spirituality and spiritual values, it's a very large sea. People believe the things that they believe. People hold opinions that they do. So let's not tamper with that aspect. Let's not do that. So let's work with people who consider material possessions and physical comfort as more important than any other thing. Be it spiritual values, be it other people in your life, your other relationships in your life, every other thing. You value your physical comfort and material position, your possessions rather, above every other thing and every other belief and any other person. Let's work with that, so we don't delve into deep waters and lose track of the conversation for the purpose of the conversation just for today. All right? So indulge me. So why is it that? Because I always think about this. I always ask myself, why do people ascribe materialism to being a negative trait? If a person likes good things, the good things of life, you know, material possessions. What are material possessions? Like a fine house, a fine car, you know, beautiful clothes for ladies, great hair, great shoes, luxury fragrances, you know, a lovely phone. Every other thing that you could think of, a laptop or a great office or a great business, these are material things. Physical comfort, you know, having air conditioning systems in your home, driving to your office, or having a driver, you know, drive you to your office, back home to hang out with your girls, go on vacation, go on trips with your friends or your loved ones or family. Whatever physical comfort might mean to you. Is physical comfort in itself wrong? Is it wrong for someone to gun for physical comfort, whatever that is to them? The answer might be no. It might be no to that question. When it comes to the good things of life, everybody wants the good things of life. I'm yet to meet a person who says, I would rather live in a hut than live in a fine 5-bedroom duplex. I'm yet to meet that person. If they do exist, I haven't met any of them yet. But everybody wants to live a good life. Everybody wants to grow in life. So if you grew up in a one-bedroom apartment, you want to be able to live in a two-bedroom apartment or a three-bedroom apartment. Everybody wants to grow. So when you see that your business is doing well, you know, the money is coming in, you want to now begin to talk about building your own house and building it to your taste. So you want to live in a four-bedroom duplex. You want to live in a five-bedroom mansion. You want to drive a very beautiful car, that expensive car. You want to use that beautiful iPhone, you know, like you see your friends use. You want to wear great hair. You want to put on a nice pair of suits and beautiful shoes and wear that Rolex like your colleagues and acquaintances do. Everybody wants that good life. But the point it gets materialistic is when you now ascribe all of these things I've already mentioned as being more important than anything else. And on that statement, this conversation is hinged upon. I want to know your thoughts, especially when it comes to the issue of materialism. What does it really mean to you? Because people have different thoughts and opinions and to different degrees as to what materialism is and what it means to be materialistic. So the phone lines are open. We're streaming live on Facebook and Twitter as always. So go on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Go on Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. Join the conversation, join the live stream and drop your comments on there. I'll take them real time. The WhatsApp number is also open. It's 0809-030-6416. The phone lines are open as well. Let's talk about this on this hour. What does it mean to be materialistic? Is appreciating luxury the same as being materialistic? Is it then wrong to appreciate luxury? Is it also wrong to be materialistic? Let's trash this out once and for all. How does being materialistic, or how does materialism affect a person's life, if at all it does affect a person's life? How has it contributed to a man's, you know, quest for quick wealth? Where do we draw the line between luxury and materialism? Oh, that's a tough one if you ask me. Because for a person who lives in a five-bedroom beautiful duplex, the person has two cars or three cars, and the person has great clothes in their wardrobe and have great fragrances stashed somewhere and have great shoes, would you call that luxury or would you call that materialism? Is there even a difference between the two in your opinion? Between luxury and materialism? And can you actually say, and this is my big question, can you say it is wrong to be materialistic? And why? Why is it wrong if you think it is? So many questions. But let's talk. You already know what we need to do. Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello, good afternoon. All right, so you're going to have to call me back. I can't hear a thing. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Once again, we're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. We're also streaming live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Is it wrong to be materialistic as a man or woman? I've heard a certain lady many years ago, she was a young man was seeking a hand in marriage, and one of the reasons why she turned him down was he's too materialistic, you know. And that's because the young man likes to dress good. He was someone who was, you know, particular about his looks, his physical appearance, and he would put on a nice pair of suits and make sure it's well ironed and there are no stains or no perks on his suit. He's the kind of man who would rub on a lip balm just so his lips are moisturized and not looking dry and parched. You know, he was the kind of man that would, you know, cut his hair in a certain way just so he looks more presentable. He was very, very particular about his looks. But that was a turnoff for her because she thought, ah, this man is materialistic. If I marry this man now, it's going to cause problems for me in the future. And I ask, is it wrong to want to look good? Is it wrong to want to groom yourself in a certain way? Is it wrong to want to enjoy a certain level of physical comfort? Good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. Oh dear, I can't hear a thing, sadly.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, there you are. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Honore Ida. I'm calling from Inkoro.
Ida, go ahead.
My sister, looking good is a good business. Mm. Not that you have been materialistic. No. But don't allow it to control you.
Ah.
But if you allow it to control you, you get in to go and steal. So don't allow it to take control of you. Take control of it. But looking good is a good business. No matter what you're doing, you should look good and leave materialistic.
All right, thank you very much for sharing that with me. Okay, don't let it control you. And I think that, again, taking it back to the dictionary definition of materialism, when you ascribe all of these things as more important than spiritual values or any other thing. So when you let it get to a point where you let it control you, then it gets bad. I see. Keep your calls coming through 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, am I on to Nigerian people?
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, this topic you raised is a very, very important one. Actually, being good or living good is not a bad thing, because I will try to look at this matter in the area of the hierarchy of need. As man advances and move from the level of achieving the level of maybe housing, clothing, and other things. He tends to look forward to achieving other things in life. So looking good or achieving other possession is not a crime, but rather is a part of man's life to always move ahead and achieve things in life. That's the way I
see it. So it's not wrong to be materialistic then.
You said?
It's not wrong then to be materialistic.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. Come again.
I'm asking, I mean, from what you've said, that means it's not wrong if a person is called materialistic.
No, it's not wrong to be materialistic. No, it's not wrong to be materialistic at all.
Okay.
But it's just the environment we find ourselves, like in Nigeria now. The environment, because of the rate of, the poverty rate, and many people are still on the level of the basic needs for clothing and shelter and water. We are still within that level. Most of the majority of the population are still within that level. Mm. So once they could be able to move to the level of maybe the level of aesthetics, the level of love for nature and all that business. Through improvement of our income and other things, I believe we'll be able to go a long way. So being materialistic is not a crime at all.
Thank you so much for sharing. Now, you said something very interesting. We're going to take a very quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to respond to that. Very interesting thought. You know how they say it's because you don't have, that's why you think it's a crime to have it. That's deep. We'll take a very quick break, and we'll come back. Don't go away.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter. as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet is still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation here on the Sunny Side. 26 minutes can pass 2 o'clock. I am Gabriella, and we're talking about materialism on this hour. Is it wrong to be materialistic, like we'll term it? That's my big question on the hour. We've actually taken a look at, you know, what it means to be materialistic, what materialism means. It means ascribing more importance over everything else, over spiritual values, over anyone else or anything else, such as to physical comfort, to comfortable living, and to material possessions. So, based on that context, would you say the bad image? I think it does have a bad image, because I don't think there's anyone who has been called materialistic that has said, "Oh, thank you for the compliment." You know, you would always feel a sense of disservice when someone says, "Oh, you seem to be materialistic," and you want to defend yourself and say, "Oh no, I'm not a materialistic woman. Oh no, 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 I'm not like that. So I'm not a materialistic man." You know, so do you think that the bad image that materialism has had over the years and counting is as a result of, like the previous caller said before the break, as a result of poverty? And I hold that thought to be true because it applies to so many other areas. I've heard people at several occasions talk about the fact that it's because a person doesn't have. That's why you think it's a problem. That's why you think it's a crime. If you have, you will do the exact same thing. I remember having a conversation with someone, and we're talking about the exorbitant price of a purse. We had seen this purse on some site, and the purse was to the tune of a couple of thousands of dollars. And I was thinking to myself, and I told the person, it's insane to spend $25,000 buying one purse. I don't think, no matter how wealthy you are, you would want to buy a purse worth $25,000. Here's what, you know what the person said to me. The person says, "Gabby, it's because you don't have it. That's why you're talking like that. When you have it, you will buy it." And I had to think about that for a couple of minutes. It was thought provoking. When I see people who spend money on certain things that don't make sense to me, now I begin to ask myself, does it not make sense because I don't have that kind of money to spend? If you had that kind of money to spend, let's remove poverty from the equation. If you did not have a money problem, if you did not have school fees to think about or worry about, you did not have house rent to bother about, these people you call materialistic, will they still be materialistic in your eyes? Or would you all be deemed as same and normal if the condition wasn't as it was? So that's a very interesting thought. Maybe it's because of poverty. Maybe poverty is the reason why we think of materialism the way we do. Maybe. I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm saying just maybe. What are your thoughts, really? The phone lines are open, so let's keep the conversation going. Good afternoon. I wonder why I never hear a thing when this person calls. I wonder why. But please try again, and I will take your calls as they come. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
You're welcome.
It's not in the eyes of poverty. That is why we tend to bring that name, materialistic, or you're too, whatever we call it. The truth is, because of the excess in the life of that person. So some ladies have slept with unknown things because of a flight ticket from Port Harcourt to Lagos. Some ladies have slept with unknown things because they want to buy a phone. They want to buy air. They want to buy this. They want that. They want. I mean, this is materialistic kind of a girl. They go extra mile because of that material thing. BlackBerry is obsolete, dead and gone. People are in prison because of that name. Some hands were shot off because of that name. Some died because of that thing. Now it's obsolete. It's obsolete. Like the definition you give, they don't consider their spiritual life. They don't consider anybody. All they want is just me and what I'm looking for, what I want. That boss he talked about, I will not mention the name, but there's another upgrade of that version, about $30,000. And people are scrambling. One Nigerian musician bought a watch, how many million dollars, that he says, so how many million naira, when convert from dollar, that his soul now have that kind of wristwatch. Those are materialism. And funny enough, this thing, one thing about fashion, you can't catch up with fashion, no? There is always an upgrade every minute. Between every season, there's an upgrade. And if you don't take care, you can't even catch up, never take care of anything. The fashion will overtake you. They will run away from you. Look at the cars we are using today. We are talking about 2016 model. That we say, well, it's a huge. But today, that same car, we have 2022 model holding on the street already.
Right.
Tell me, can you catch up? How much is your salary? How much is your income? So when they now go extra mile, start doing the unnecessary just to acquire those things, that is the thing. And we complaining, or people complaining or talking about it, it's not because of poverty, but because of the life of this person. You will fail you, and you will come back regretting. Mrs. Zion,
thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. So Olajide is calling from GRA. Good afternoon, Olajide.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
My thought is a very simple one. I believe there is no amount of comfort that is too much, as long as you can afford it. So afford the kind of comfort you desire continuously. So as long as you have the means to afford the kind of comfort you desire, I think it's okay.
Okay. So in a situation where you can't afford it, and you decide to go out of your way and spend all of your life savings to acquire whatever that might be, do you then deem that as being materialistic?
We can call that materialism.
Okay.
So once you cannot afford that in your, that kind of comfort you're seeking, I believe it's a materialistic thought.
Okay.
Once someone else has to be the one to show that the burden of that your desire for comfort,
right,
it becomes materialism. You need to be able to work for your own comfort, afford it.
All right, Olajide, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Let's take some comments on. We do have some comments on Facebook, but let's kick off with WhatsApp. There's some comments on WhatsApp now. Keep your comments coming through, by the way, on WhatsApp. It's 0809-030-6416. Not for calls, just messages on WhatsApp. 0809-030-6416. Emmanuel from Uniport says, good afternoon again, Gabby. This is an interesting topic. I think that it is not a crime to want the good things of life or appreciate or aspire for luxury. However, it becomes a problem when there is a preoccupation, obsession, or undue fascination. Materialism defines what a person is willing to do to get comfort or luxury, and what a person is likely to do when luxury finishes. A cursory look at our society will reveal what materialism is causing. And that was one of my questions, Emmanuel. Thank you for sharing that with me. Do you think it has played a role, this materialism as we speak of, has it played a role in where we are today in terms of young people seeking for quick, you know, get rich quick schemes and tricks that they can apply just so they can make this money? Do we then point fingers and say, this is one of the reasons why we're where we are? Because people have become too materialistic and now are willing to do whatever it might take, good or bad, to make that money so they can buy the things that they want to buy and enjoy. That's a question. Moving on WhatsApp, Aniete says, Longman English Dictionary defines materialistic as being concerned only with money and possessions rather than things of the mind, such as art, religion, or moral beliefs, used in order to show disapproval. With the definition, it shows that being wealthy or rich isn't the same as being materialistic. So being materialistic is bad. No one would want to be identified by the name. Aniete, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with me on the show. Let's see. Adoka from Abonema says, everyone likes to have a good physical appearance or otherwise. Materialism is hard work, but too much concern can cause evil acts to some extent, because one gets everything on this earth as human wants are insatiable. We should have concerns for others too. If you are, well, bless you. And thank you so much for this program. Thank you very much, Adoka. I see your message. Thank you. Moving on, looking good equals loving self, and looking good is good for God and society. That is from Ipiringe in Port Harcourt. It says, materialism equals loving possession and above divinity, human and nature. Our dress codes should match our work or profession, and our possession should match our hustle. All right, thank you very much. And this is from Manshon in Port Harcourt, who says, welcome back, Delectable Gabani. I agree with Mr. Zion on this one. Thank you very much for sharing that with me on the show. This here says, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Work for it, luxury. Depend on another or lose morality for it, materialism. Being inconsiderate of others in getting it is materialism. This is such a succinct, straight to the point, you know, differentiation between materialism and luxury. You know, if you work for it, if you have the money, if you can afford it, then maybe it's just luxury, right? Because it's something you can afford. If you were a billionaire, you would not be seen in mile one, for example, buying clothing. No, you wouldn't. You would literally walk into any store in France or in New York and just shop, regardless of how much those clothing might cost, because you are a billionaire. But when you are a thousandaire, and then you decide, is that Gucci shoe, that Gucci bag? If I don't hustle and buy that Gucci bag worth 500K, my blood will not settle. It will not rest. And so you're struggling, looking for loan, you're telling all kinds of lies, you know, just hustling, trying to merge all your monies together to make up 500,000 so you can buy a Gucci bag and front with it and say, yes, I mean, not to get a job, you're just getting it because you just want to get it. Then that might be too much. That just might be materialism. A comment here on WhatsApp. Materialism is exalting material things over important things. It is not bad to live a luxurious life if you can afford it. Someone said that he has just one wristwatch and doesn't see the need to have several. Materialism is attributing your usefulness to what you have. So a lady who exalts what a man has over the man is materialistic. And this is from a lady, I think. Oh, let me see. I was right. I see your name. It's like you don't want to add your name, but I'll leave it for you. But I see you. And it's from a lady. When a lady exalts a man who has or exalts a man over what he has, then that lady is materialistic. Thank you for sharing that with me. Let's get back on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. We're going to be wrapping up the conversation shortly in about 10 minutes or so, or even less. And then the news, the rivers today at top of the hour will come your way. On Facebook, Favour Joseph in Wikinaka says, good afternoon. From my perspective, I think one can get to be materialistic when you go extra mile to acquire things beyond your worth. Things naturally you can't afford temporarily. All right. And this is from Meli Oke Onoche, who says, as long as it's your money, then there is nothing wrong. All right. Thank you very much for sharing. And ND Ikechi Wargu says, look good, spend well on things, but don't overdo it. I guess that's where it becomes a problem. It's not wrong to be materialistic, just that things aren't the way it ought to be income-wise. So spend wisely. Back again to the Nigerian factor of things. Thank you, ND, for sending that in. Emmanuel Munam says, it's not bad, but it's wrong when you're over materialistic. And when it comes to material things, I give it to the ladies. They will never be satisfied with one thing. You haven't met me, Emmanuel. I'm a very satisfied woman. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. So the phone lines now, 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We'll take a final caller at this time, and then we'll wrap the conversation up. Perhaps with some comments on WhatsApp, Facebook, or Twitter, if time permits us to do so. So we'll get back to the phone lines for a final caller. Good afternoon. Oh, I lost that call. Please do all to call back. I've got time for one last caller. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. All right, can't hear a thing. Going to have to let you go, and please do well to call back, and I will take your call as it comes. Let's see, do we have more comments on Facebook? So Big Man on Facebook says, good afternoon. Materialism isn't wrong. It is just a point of view that contends with idealism in philosophy. So if it is not wrong, why do we think it to be, why do we ascribe that negative image to materialism if it's not wrong? There's nobody I've met that has been told you're materialistic and the person was blushing and saying, oh, thank you for the compliment. It's always perceived to be a bad thing, a bad habit. So how do we get people to see that materialism is not in itself wrong, or being materialistic rather is not in itself wrong? How do we get people to that point? How do we do that? This comment on WhatsApp says, good afternoon, Gabriella. Welcome back to the Sunny Side. You were greatly missed. I'm glad that your voice is back on my radio. In terms of this conversation, I don't think it is wrong. I think that because of our climb, a lot of things are different from how it happens in other parts of the world. So in my opinion, do whatever you want to do. Look well, feel well, dress well, but be mindful of how much you're spending per time. Wow. And that's from Engineer. Engineer, thank you so much for sharing that with me. How much should a person spend per time? I'm sorry I'm asking. It's just out of curiosity. How much should the person spend per time? Is there a limit? Is there a spending limit to how much an adult Nigerian can enjoy on a daily basis? And if there is, what is it? Well, how much is too much to spend in a day? In one day? How much is too much to spend in that one day? Interesting thoughts. On Facebook, Hope Swartor says, it is as a result of lack of contentment. So that plays another huge role, you know? when you're not contented with what you have, you know how they preach and sing about it, be content with the such things as you have. When you have something, be content with it, be happy with it. Don't look at another person's own and say, is that what you want? Because the cycle just never ends. You become insatiable and you're just never happy and satisfied with the things that you have, even though you're blessed. So they always preach it. Be contented with the things as much as you have. Do you agree? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gabby.
You're welcome.
Back. My name is Chris.
Go ahead.
Yes, materialism is not good. The dictionary meaning says it's an excessive concern for material things. When you consider material things over other values, you are on the other side, so to speak, on the negative side of life. Whether right. you have it or you don't have it. I think the person who mentioned about the difference between materialism and luxury made a very strong point.
Mm.
I could be satisfied with the luxury of a good iPhone. But for somebody else, because that's maybe my level in terms of luxury,
mm.
somebody may be so blessed that a Lamborghini is the what they call adult toy. So that's what will make him happy, you know, and he can afford it. It doesn't need to borrow. It doesn't need to steal. It doesn't need to do evil. Materialism is when you have to go out of your way to do things to satisfy yourself materially. Things that are wicked. That's why the scripture says that the love of money is the root of all evil.
Mm.
That's what we're talking about. It's the love of money. That's what materialism is. It's the center of every wicked thing that people commit. That's why you see people get into politics and they want to kill human beings, sacrifice their blood so that they can steal public funds to satisfy their material, insatiable material desires. It's evil of his own. The scripture says it. And no, we are not wiser than God itself. You know. So that's my humble submission. We should differentiate between materialism and luxury. That somebody bought a house worth 10 million naira or $10 million because he can afford it. It's not materialism. It's luxury because he can afford it.
He can afford it.
Somebody who doesn't have that kind of money is going out to kill, to steal. To harass other people, treat other people, do what they call Yahoo, in order to do similar things. That's materialism at work.
All right.
Thanks, Gabby.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing your final caller. Some comments on WhatsApp, and we'll wrap this up in less than a minute. Brown says, do you know that if you want to worship God in truth and spirit, you have to guard against materialism? Even a wealthy person can be materialistic. How so? I'd like to know. Materialism, this message reads, is basically obsession. So I think we've done some justice to this topic of materialism. One thing we've been able to do together on the show today is say materialism and it being materialistic rather, not materialism. Being materialistic is not necessarily a bad thing. But when you try to live above your means, then that is materialism in full play. When you know you can only afford 100,000 naira from all your hustle, your take home, put all together, it's 100,000. You know you have to feed, you have to transport yourself. You have expenses that run up to 70,000 in a month, for example. You decide, that hair of 68,000 is what I want to buy this month. Meanwhile, you know you don't have 68,000 naira to just throw around buying something as irrelevant as hair. When you're on a 100,000 naira per month income. So when you see yourself trying to live above your means, you're letting materialism take over you. But loving comfort, physical comfort, loving to, you know, have physical possessions and all that is not in itself a bad thing. I'm sure you do know the difference now. On that note, I wrap the conversation up. It's been quite an interesting comeback on the show. Let's continue with this tomorrow. Tomorrow, right after the major news at 12 o'clock, I'll be on your radio and we'll keep doing what we do best. We'll keep talking. Do it well to follow us on all the social media platforms, on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We're also on YouTube. You can listen and watch all the previous conversations on YouTube at Nigeria Info PH. My name is Gabriella.